Yo, today's QOD is, gee, I'm glad I did. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got a brand new speaker on the show today. His name is Jeff Olson. You may have heard of Jeff. He is the author of a really popular book called The Slight Edge. And today he's going to tell a very compelling story about the difference between the people who wish they did and those who are glad that they did it. And you know, everybody has ideas for products and services that they can create, business ideas, so on and so forth. And there are some people who take action and do the idea, but most people just don't. And the time is going to pass anyway. And the thing about time is you can use your time to do the idea, or you can allow the time to pass and end up in regret for not doing it. Jeff Olson's coming up.
In the year 2000, there's basically going to be determined by your ability to have faith. And I think we all know the value of having faith in ourselves. I've told this story once before, and it's never been so appropriate. Because we all know there are two types of people in this world. They're the gee, I'm glad I did, and the darn, I wish I had. In the year 2000, you follow, this will happen. The darn I wish I had. They plod through life looking at challenges, looking at opportunities, say, nope, I can't do that. Nope, that can't be done. And then inevitably, someone comes along and does precisely what it is that darn I wish I had said couldn't be done. The darn I wish I had says, you guessed it, darn, I wish I had. But then there comes the gee, I'm glad I did, like you. These are people who know the value of an opportunity, of a challenge. They seize the opportunity or the challenge. And when they try and succeed, and they do succeed far more often than they fail. While others say, darn, I wish I had, they say, gee, I'm glad I did. You know, very briefly, there's probably three periods in every person's life when the gee, I'm glad I did, and the darn, I wish I had, are quickly separated. The first period, for lack of better phrase, we call the love and affection period. Picture this. There's two young fellows standing on a street corner in front of a high school gym. They have all kinds of problems, and we all have those. They're either too short, and this pertains to your business, they're too fat, they're too skinny, or they're too tall. And to make matters worse, in recent years, they have both developed a need for the capital L and A, love and affection. There'll always be things that'll come along. And to date, their needs have gone unrequited. And as they are standing there thinking of all the terrible problems that they have, who drives by in his shiny red Corvette but Vern Varsity? Now, Vern's got everything. He's captain of the football team. He's got a diamond smile, muscles on muscles, and a head chiller sitting in the car with him. Vern waves to our two friends, and our two friends wave back. Now, one of our two friends is Darn. I wish I had. He looks out after Vern and says, boy, I sure wish I could be like Vern. Someday, but guess I never will be. He just kind of sticks his hands in his pockets, trudges, and goes on home. But our other hero is G. I'm glad I did. He looks out after Vern and says, if Vern can do it, I can do it. If somebody can be a director, I can be a director. He gets a job after school to save money to buy a car, runs laps around the gyms, Eric, to get his body in fighting condition. And 1 year later, just 1 year later, old darn I wish I had is standing on the street corner, same old street corner, thinking about the same old problems, when who drives by in his shiny red Triumph, but gee, I'm glad I did. The young, attractive co-ed sitting with him in his car. The two friends see each other. They wave, and as darn I wish I had, watches GM, I'm glad I did, drive off down the street. This co-ed in his sports car. He thinks of all the great things his friend had done for himself during the past year. And says, darn, I wish I had. Now, GM, I'm glad I did, looks in the rearview mirror at his old friend, darn, I wish I had. He looks at his snazzy sports car. He looks at that snazzy co-ed and he says, gee, I'm glad I did. Now, there's a second period in every person's life when the gee, I'm glad I did's and the darn, I wish I had's are separated. It's called the rags to riches period. Picture this. It's 10, 20, 30 years later now. The gee, I'm glad I did and the darn, I wish I had, they work together. And they are members of a local chapter, let's say the Kiwanis or the Elks Club or the JCs or some organization. And they're at that meeting and suddenly, gee, I'm glad I did, gets an idea, a great idea. And he turns to his old friend and says, darn. They're on a first name basis. Okay. He says, darn, I just had a great idea. If someone would bottle those widgets we manufacture at the widget manufacturing plant, we could make a fortune. Let's quit our jobs at the widget manufacturing plant and start our own business. But you know what darn I wish I had says? He says, nope, I can't do that. That can't be done. But gee, I'm glad I did. He knows the value of having faith in yourself. He believes he can do it. He quits his job at the widget manufacturing plant. He opens his own bottling business, borrows money up to his ears. And for a lot of years, the hours are long, the money is short. And for a long time, it looks like he might not make it, but he does make it. And a few years later, old darn, I wish I had, is standing out in front of the same old widget factory, the same old lunch pail in his hand, and guess who drives by? In his shiny red Cadillac, but gee, I'm glad I did. His loving, charming wife is in the front seat with him, two healthy children adorn the back seat. He's a wealthier man in more ways than one. TPN's been working with him for a while, okay? The two friends see each other and wave, and his darn I wish I had watches gee, I'm glad I did, drive off in the sunset with his Cadillac and his family. He thinks of all the great things his friend has done for himself during the past few years and says, darn, I wish I had. And gee, I'm glad I did, looks in that rearview mirror at his old friend, darn, I wish I had. He looks at his beautiful automobile. He looks at his loving wife. He looks at his healthy children. He looks at his bank account. Then he looks at his bank account again. And he says, gee, I'm glad I did. But see, you know, it's the third period in every person's life. And the gee, I'm glad I did's and the darn, I wish I had's are separated. That's the most important, by far most important period of them all. It's called the looking back period. For all of us here, it's year 2000. Picture this, it's many years later. Now, gee, I'm glad I did, and darn, I wish I had, are both very old. They're sitting together on a park bench, and each knows that his journey is about over. And each knows, and it reflects in his own way upon the life he has spent. And gee, I'm glad I did, remembers a life filled with challenge, filled with opportunity. And when he thinks of all the risk he took and all the faith it took and all the success he had for the last time, he says, gee, I'm glad I did. But darn, I wish I had, remembers a life far different. He remembers a life of no's and maybes and I can't do that and that can't be done. For one last time, he looks at his old friend and thinks of all the great things his friend has done for himself during his lifetime. And for one last time, he says, darn, I wish I had. Year 2000 is going to be here. And there's going to be the, gee, I'm glad I did. And there's going to be the darn, I wish I had. It's that simple. It's that simple.
That was Jeff Olson. I highly recommend that you pick up his book, The Slight Edge. I read it like 10, 15 years ago. Very, very good book. Also, you can watch today's entire talk on the YouTube. It is called Jeff Olson, The Slight Edge. We got some more of that no-nonsense talk from Larry Winget tomorrow. It's a really good talk. My favorite one of the entire week. I hope you tune in for that. I will see you then. Have a great day. Peace.